From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Rode to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. That roly-poly son of the sage, Smiley Two Gun Burnett.
Yeah!
Oh, oh.
What's the matter with you, Happy?
Oh, I feel like I could sit on a cigarette paper and swing both feet. That's how low I feel. I had a terrible catastrophe last night.
What happened, boy?
Oh, my factory burned down.
Oh, is that so? That's too bad. What did you manufacture?
Fire extinguishers. Say,
Yeah? How's that dog you bought getting along, Smiley?
Oh, just fine, yeah. He's living up to his breeding, all right.
Oh, I wanted to ask you that. Just what is his breeding?
He's half setter and half pointer. He sits in the kitchen and points at the icebox all day. Are you in the mood for a riddle today, Joe?
I'll try one.
What has 16 legs, 4 eyes, green and yellow, and has long teeth and a long stinger?
Goodness, I don't know, Smiley. What is it?
I don't know either, but you better knock him off your neck right now.
Mean to me? Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you like to see me crying. I don't know why, 'cause I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you see what you mean to me? You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near.
Gang, I'll tell you, my fans really love me. Boy, did I get a good letter here.
Yeah,
it says, Smiley Burnett, if you don't get off the air, I'm going to quit breathing it. I hope our sponsor doesn't feel that way about me. Say, by the way, I'd like to have the man tell you about our sponsor. Picking, boy, those whippoorwills get the job done. And you know the thing I like about the whippoorwills is they can play that uptown music, or you take a good hillbilly song, anything, don't make no difference, they can play her, can't you, boy?
Yeah.
Now you take a little old tune like, Oh, this old Mountain Dew, something like that. You can play it and sing it, can't you?
Yeah.
Just listen now. Go on.
Down the road here from me is no holler tree where you lay down a dollar on.
That's no Atlanta there, boy.
You go round the bend, then you come back again with a jug of that old Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Up there where they call it that old Mountain Dew.
You do.
And them that refuse it are few. Awful nice to you. She had it analyzed, and to her surprise, it was nothing but that old Mountain Dew.
That's what it was.
Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse are few. I'll adjust my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
While I hear about something nice that Harry Bassett's been doing. Yes, sir. He can think up more nice things to do for folks, and you know what he's done.
What's that?
When he heard that a lot of the children down at the school wasn't going to pass, he said he was going to have school on Saturday for them. Isn't
what?
That nice? Oh, they'll love that. Yeah. You know Mallet Head Luther.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why he don't get along better in school. He's had good raisins. His mother and father was both first cousins. Now, while back, Harry was telling me that Mallethead said, teachers, the teacher, what is the date? And the teacher says, now, just don't mind the date now, Mallethead. This examination isn't important. Old Mallet says, well, I just want to have something right on this paper. Say, do you fellas like those real old-timey tunes? You remember the trapeze and all those types?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got a little song called The Wooing of Kitty McCutie. The kind of song they used to sing with slides on the screen and the like. All right. Start me out a real old-fashioned tune here, and I'll sing something to it. Now harkie to me while I sing you a song of the picture from life's other side. You see here a girl in her early 16 who should have been someday a bride. He wooed her en route to Yates City, for he was a train man, you see. He had a sweetheart at each depot, a serpent top blackguard was he. Oh, tis better to pity than censor, to help one another's our duty. If temptation comes, just take warning from the wooing of Kitty McCutie. Her papa knew he was a rascal and tried to steer Kitty away. She wouldn't listen to reason, and oh, how she's rude the sad day. Her mama cried, Kitty, beware. At home I do beg you to stay. But Kitty would heed not their warning, and she rode the 8th city each day. Oh, tis better to pity than censor, to help one another's our duty. If temptation comes, just take warning from the wooing of Kitty McCutie. Last verse now, same song, same singer. One day Kitty read in the paper that her lover had never been true. He'd married a girl from the roundhouse, a cook on the CB&Q. And now she is fat and past 40, and only a memory remains of the dashing young villain conductor that she met on the 8th City train. All right, boys, give us something.
Oh, it's better to pity than censor. To help one another's our duty. If temptation comes, just take warning from the wing of Kitty.
Say, Smiley, is your little boy in school?
Oh, yes, yes. We keep him in school.
What you digging up there these days?
Oh, anything that ain't nailed down, boy. That's it. This is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Goodbye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.